Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. With less than a month to go before the midterm elections, President Biden continues his multi-state swing through the West today. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the president will make stops in Oregon and Southern California.
The White House says President Biden will deliver a speech in Irvine about lowering costs for American families. Speaking in Los Angeles on Thursday, Biden said with inflation at an all-time high, rising prices will be a top issue at the polls in November.
Voters have to decide. Democrats are working to bring down the cost of things and to talk about around the kitchen table, from prescription drugs to health insurance to energy bills and so much more. We're standing up for working people.
Later today, Biden is scheduled to attend a reception for Oregon Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tina Kotek, who's trying to fend off a challenge from Republican Christine Drazin. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump has released a letter he has sent to the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. He again repeated the lie that the 2020 election was stolen. The bipartisan House committee has voted to subpoena Trump. The lawmakers allege he was the main driver behind the insurrection. Officials in Raleigh, North Carolina, have detained a suspect in yesterday's deadly shooting spree in a residential neighborhood. He's a 15-year-old boy. This morning, Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson announced the names of the people who were killed.
The deceased have been identified as Nicole Connors, 52 years old, Susan Carnitz, 49, Mary Marshall, 35, Raleigh Police Officer Gabriel Torres, 29 years old, and a 16-year-old white male.
Two more people were injured, including another Raleigh police officer. Authorities say the suspected shooter is himself in critical condition. Russia has opened a criminal investigation into alleged Ukrainian shelling that has caused several deaths and damage along its border with Ukraine. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has more.
Russian authorities haven't specified how many people died, but border regions have repeatedly accused Ukraine of attacking Russian towns and infrastructure since the Kremlin ordered its forces into Ukraine in February. Earlier this week, President Vladimir Putin blamed Ukraine for what he called acts of terrorism against critical Russian infrastructure to justify a new barrage of missile strikes on cities across the country. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces are making progress with a counteroffensive that has retaken portions of its territory the Kremlin claims to have annexed. In the occupied Kherson region, the Moscow-backed authorities have called for a mass evacuation of civilians as Kiev's forces continue to advance. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24 points at 30,014. The Nasdaq is down more than 1%. This is NPR. Thousands of students in Afghanistan have been taking their college entrance exams. NPR's Dia Hadid reports that for women, the college experience comes with restrictions under Taliban rule.
Most Afghan girls are still not allowed to attend secondary school, but they may attend college with very restrictive conditions. And it appears women have been directed to only study certain subjects. One young woman who spoke to an NPR producer says she was told by an official that she was only allowed to study medicine or Islamic studies or agriculture. Another said she was told she was not allowed to study art, law, or civil engineering. For safety reasons, both wanted to remain anonymous. Similar claims were made by women speaking to local media. One official told Afghan media outlet Tolo that some limitations on girls studying was because there was not enough staff to teach them. Dee Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Two of the biggest grocery store chains in the country say they're going to merge. Kroger says it will move to buy rival Albertsons in a deal worth about $25 billion. This will need regulators' approval, but the newly merged firm would be a rival to major retailers such as Walmart and Amazon. In Alabama, incarcerated people working in state prisons continue their strike. They're protesting overcrowded, understaffed prisons, and they say living conditions are violent. Supporters have gathered near the State House in Montgomery to continue this protest. It began after photos spread online of an Alabama prisoner who appeared malnourished and in failing health. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.